It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry.
And the sun is enough to make ski bunnies cry or get hopping mad around here. The tease of snow in some ski areas this week, but it won't last. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the state of our snowpack, not just a matter for skiers. First, let's get some details on the forecast. I understand it's time to get out the gardening gloves. Is that right, Cliff?
That's right. And yesterday, on Thursday, we had almost complete sunshine. So some people would be really crying. We measured the amount of solar radiation that comes in at the University of Washington, and there was virtually no clouds getting in the way of our sensors. So it total maximum sunshine yesterday. Today, it's not going to be quite that good. An upper-level trough is moving to the north of us. So there are some clouds that are over the Pacific that are moving in over the northwest. High clouds, they're not going to obscure the sky completely. But we'll see a little bit of mixed sun today, and temperatures will get up into the mid-60s. No rain here in western Washington. Maybe north of the border, there'll be a few sprinkles. But a pretty nice day, plenty of sun, but a little cloud. Then over the weekend, an upper-level ridge develops, a big, powerful one. So this is associated with high pressure, sinking air, and there'll be a lot of sun over the weekend. And it's going to increase as we go from Saturday to Sunday. Saturday, there might be a few low clouds, but those will burn off. Almost complete sunshine, temperatures getting into the upper 60s. Sunday, you know, virtually clear, and you know, temperatures getting up around 70. And this ridge strengthens further on Monday. And so, I mean, we're thinking about temperatures into the lower 70s, way above normal. One thing that's happening on these days, I should mention, is we've had a really large diurnal or daily change in temperature. Yesterday, with clear skies, the temperatures got up into the mid-60s for a high, but the low was down in the 30s. So we're getting these huge daily or diurnal ranges on these clear days in the spring. It's really kind of amazing how much the temperature changes.
Yeah, I mean, I've been noticing that I want gloves and a hat and, you know, down stuff in the mornings. But then during the day, you're really shedding those layers. What does this mean for snowpack?
Well, we got some snow this last week, especially over last weekend. The flow pattern changed. The ridge weakened. The jet stream over the Pacific strengthened and came in straight at us from the west. And the temperatures dropped. And so a number of the ski areas got 1 to 2 feet of snow. So there was a substantial addition to the snowpack. And that allowed a few places to open, like Stevens Pass opened up for a few days. I'm not sure if they're still open today, but they definitely opened up yesterday. So that was good. Unfortunately, this warm weather is going to be bad for the snow. It's going to melt very rapidly as temperatures get into the 70s in the lowlands and the 50s and 60s up in the mountains. So it's going to be pretty warm up there. I suspect, looking forward a week, as I can see well in the models, it's going to be warm enough to probably take the snow down to a point that I think the skiing will be over at Stevens Pass and a few of these other locations.
But of course, the snowpack is not just about skiing. It's also really important in terms of having enough water as we move forward into the next seasons. So what's going on with that, and what can we do to adapt or deal with it?
Right. So, you know, around here, some cities have big reservoirs, and so they can virtually store enough water to get through the summer. Seattle's like that. We have the Tolt and the Chester Morse, and Seattle Public Utilities have these reservoirs way up right now. And so there is virtually enough water right now without any snowmelt to get through the summer. So we're very fortunate. On the other hand, if we turn to the Olympic Peninsula, there aren't big reservoirs there. And so the rivers are really dependent upon the melting of the snow during the late spring and summer to supply water. And the Olympic snowpack is only like 6-7% of normal. So there is not going to be enough water in the streams. That's going to be bad for fish, which need that water, you know, for their life cycle. Another place that's going to have problems is some areas along the eastern slopes of the Cascades. The Yakima Basin area, they have some reservoirs, but it's not enough. They are dependent upon snowpack. And so as we get into the middle of the summer, they're not going to have enough water because they won't have the snowpack to replenish the water supplies. So it's going to be a mixed bag this summer. Some places with large reservoirs will be okay, but other places that depend upon snowpack are going to have substantial problems for water supply and stream flow.
And real quick, do we have a sense of whether this is an ongoing pattern or is it just the summer that might be a problem?
At this point, this year looks like a one-off. It's pretty clear it's not associated with global warming. It is associated with this anomalous circulation in the Pacific, and we believe that it will be ended sometime this year. So next winter should be more normal.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.